Good morning. Welcome to the podcast, Turbulence of High School. I'm Adam Castro.
And I'm Jacob Bell. And we're here with Madison. And today we're going to be interviewing Martine about a topic that I'm sure all of us have experience with.
First off, I'm sure we all know how it feels to be a high school student. You have to juggle work, you have to juggle home life and school life and like being with your friends and whatnot. I'm going to go off on a limb here. Are you a college athlete?
Yeah.
School athlete. That's what I meant to say. So since you're a school athlete, I'm sure you like have like troubles with things like there's schoolwork and like getting enough sleep, which is obviously the main concern here. What do you think what is like one of your main problems in school, if you have one?
Like with sports or?
Sports and like time management. Like how do you manage this?
Since I played football during the fall, like that'd be probably like the biggest workload in school, and then I'd be going home really tired at around 8 o'clock every day, having to do like 6+ hours of homework, having to do work on top of that, deal with my family. So it's definitely tough in season with my time management and getting enough sleep, which I rarely ever got, but in the off season got a little bit better.
All right, so since I hear football is like almost year round, how long does it last for?
It's just in the fall until about sometimes December, depending on how far your team goes into playoffs. But at Lake Braddock, our staff, we have like an immediate off season where like after we have regular practices, we'll still go to school to run and lift and do everything. It'll shorten it a little bit, and sometimes they're optional, but I'm still facing about like 15 hours plus a week just on sports-related activities.
Given this, during the football season, how many hours of sleep did you get? I mean, I do hear that not getting enough sleep can cause you to stress more than you usually would.
Oh yeah, definitely. Most nights, like on average, I'd probably get just 4 to 5 hours of sleep.
What would you say your favorite memory from playing football at Lake Braddock would be?
Junior and senior year were when I had Coach Doherty. And Coach Doherty, when he came at Woodson, he had his own company that he would get specially made jerseys with the names on the back. So that was definitely one of my favorite memories, just being able to have a jersey with my name on the back that I got to keep and walk in the pep rally with.
Would you say that your life would be different if you didn't play football in high school?
Definitely, because it really showed me a lot of good friends and just made me the person that I am, and I wouldn't be going to the school that I'm going to if I didn't play football. So I'm definitely really blessed to have played.
How was football when you first started it?
Freshman year I started playing mainly because that's what like all the guys did. And I mean, I've always wanted to play football, so I just toughed it out even when some guys quit. But it never really was about playing football. It was just being a part of the team. But then as I started to lift and work on my own, I just progressed into his own thing. And now I am where I am.
Would you say that football like made you tougher as a person?
Definitely. I feel like it helped me a lot more mentally than it did physically, just because like you're part of something bigger than yourself. You have to make up a lot of sacrifices. And if you're not doing your job, then like the whole like metaphorical like system of the football team is not going to work. So it just taught me how to like work well with others, be a team leader, and just. Yeah.
So I noticed you said sacrifice there. So for sacrifice, I'm pretty sure you would mean time, like managing time and everything. So
yeah, definitely. Like it's just throughout the week, but over the weekends, I would give up my time to like meet with trainers or lifting coaches, or just to lift in general, which took up a lot of time, and I had to miss a lot of like opportunities hanging out with my friends and just social events, just so I could better myself for the sport.
All right, thank you, Martine, for joining us. That's all the time we have right now, and this has been Turbulence of High School.